on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. To join the conversation, it's simple. Three ways to communicate. My phone's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 and email info, info at rosieonthehouse.com. That's the open line hour. This is the 9 o'clock hour. This is our last segment for that. Next hour is our housing-specific topic, and we've got the big HP in studio to join us from Galaxy Lending, Harold Perkins, talking home loans and finances. If you've got questions or want to call with your loan information, he can walk you through whether refinance may be a good idea for you to save money. He had some pretty interesting statistics we'll get into on just what can save you money. And he also mentioned this morning, he's taken a few calls this week from people getting quoted way over what their rate should be. And in his words, are just flat getting ripped off. So if you're in the loan process and need a second opinion before you sign ink to paper, Harold's here for you. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Our article this week is on lighting, updating, and old. We've taken a couple calls from homes in the 60s and 70s this hour. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just because I wasn't born then. I didn't live in the time. The homes, the masonry homes, superiorly built, structurally, no question about it. The lighting fixtures had got to be the ugliest of any time era ever. You think back to the 20s and 30s, and they got some beautiful ironwork in some of their lighting fixtures. And in today, you've got some track lighting and all different types of options and lights. Something in that 50s, 60s, and 70s era where everything had to be brass, square, or frame, and dingy, and tacky. I don't know what we were thinking in manufacturing at that time, but man, that was not a point of pride, I think, for anyone in the building industry. And we've got some great suggestions and rules that you can follow if you go to rosieonthehouse.com and select our article. When to do it yourself, when not to do it yourself, what to look for if you're putting a light fixture where there's a fan now, and you're putting a fan and light fixture, you need to make sure that the anchors are strong enough to support the additional weight. Chances are they are, but you don't want to find that out after you get the light hung, turn it on, and end up with a little bit of a mess. We had mentioned earlier in the hour just about the different type of lighting options. It used to just be your incandescents, your fluorescents, but you have the LED is going to be, as for a significant amount of time, I think, the wave of the future in lighting. Less heat emissions, longer lasting, they cost more up front, but they pay for themselves. They've got dimmable options where a lot of times with the CFLs and you had to have special dimming switches. These, they look funny, but you never really look at the bulb when it's on. You just need the light for either your workspace or your ambient lighting in the evening. LEDs are going to be the future of lighting for a significant amount of time, and they're worth looking at and making an investment in as you gradually burn out. You don't have to do it all at once. As the light burns out, just replace it with an LED, and over the course of the next 2 or 3 years, you'll be converted. They're highly superior, in my opinion, to the CFLs that were crammed down our throat about 10 years ago, and you don't have to worry about if something breaks, having a special method to pick it up because of the mercury content. You don't have to worry about the whole hazard disposal process. No one ever did when CFLs came through. So check out the LED lightings. We've got text callers at 411-923. some feedback on our previous caller on the odor from this one. The previous caller has a dishwasher. They should check the hose for smell from the sink. And what they're talking about is the drain from the dishwasher to the garbage disposal. That is an option. But I'm still going to go with the original thing. It didn't happen until he disconnected the pee trap, sent the auger down, and reapplied it. Nothing should have happened unless the homeowner, the amount of brisket they put down where the dishwasher drains is at the very top of the garbage disposal. And unless you put so much brisket in that brisket chunks got back into that hose and down in, but even on the next dishwasher cycle, it should have cleaned that out. There was one product I looked up that I did not mention as we ran out of time, but this text reminds me of. It's called BioClean. It's an odor-eating enzyme that you can put down your drains, and that may be worth trying to tear up some of that bacteria that creates odor down the drain lines. You should be able to cheat along a little bit if you've got more serious of a problem that was created with that clean out. BioClean, you can only get it at specialty plumbing shops, so look it up or order it online.